Being as Western as I am Chinese, it's pretty challenging cooking authentic food for people in their homes, especially in some of the most traditional places outside of the cities.
I want to see what people are eating, what are they farming, just see what, you know, ordinary life is, if there's such a thing as ordinary life in China anymore, because it's so developed.
In the last 20 years, over 100 million people have left their villages to find work in the megacities springing up all over China.
But it is strange, isn't it? Because you've got deserted towns dotted around. There's no life. Like a ghost town.
I'm travelling 2 hours out of Beijing. 90 kilometres to the west is Chuandixia. Chuandixia is a 400-year-old village. It used to be a thriving farming community. Now only 100 villages remain.
你好。你好。你好。你好。你好。你好。
I'm staying with Mr. and Mrs. Han, whose family have lived here for generations.
三代了。十三代。
Oh no, 我听错了。我以为是三代，十三。I thought it was just 3 generations, but he says 13 generations.
The Hans run a homestay. These are like B&Bs that offer a taste of rural peasant life that's fast disappearing. They're popular with the new urban middle classes who want to escape the city and experience a China of the past.
So this is a Ziheyuan. It's a courtyard home and it all belongs to his family. This is wonderful. I feel like I really have stepped back in time.
Central to the homestay experience is the home-cooked meal with homegrown vegetables. I'm hoping to learn some traditional country recipes from Mrs. Han.